Welcome to the Power of Love Show, sponsored by the Dede Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Enjoy the show. Welcome to the Power of Love Show, sponsored by the Dede Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. My name is TJ Jackson, and with me is my eldest brother, Taj Jackson.
What's going on, T?
What is up, Taj? How you doing, man?
Not a mucho.
We are live, of course, on Facebook and YouTube, so you may be joining us and watching our live stream in real time. Mm-hmm. We want to thank you guys for being here and for contributing to our show. But you also may be listening to our podcast. Yes, each and every show gets ingested as a podcast. Taj, you're looking lost. What is the correct word? You're supposed to know this term. Either way, all our shows become podcasts, so you can catch them, the audio format, on any of those major podcast platforms. That would be Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts, etc. Now, we talk about all different types of things, primarily loss and grief and how it impacts our lives, as I had just said. And with that said, we are not licensed therapists. We are just ordinary people who've experienced loss in our lives. We've been impacted by it, and we like to think that we have learned from it. So we like to share our opinions in an attempt to help you get through whatever it is you may be going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and to find it. Please do not just rely on us. Yes, that was our disclaimer. Mm-hmm. Now, we are doing the show. It's a Dede Jackson Foundation show, our foundation, our 501c3 charity that we started in honor of our late mother, Dolores Jackson, otherwise known as Dede Jackson. And if you want to know more about what we do at DDJF, we urge you to check out our website, and that is www.ddjf.org. Again, that is www.ddjf.org.
They're all letters too.
All letters. So four letters, DDJF, and then .org. Taj, anything else I need to say before we go into how our weeks have been?
No, you got the disclaimer.
It's all right. Okay, yeah. Cool. So let me ask you, Taj, real quickly, how has your week been?
It's been great. I mean, look, Tina's due the due date's the 26th, but so we had the baby shower. That was great and all that stuff.
Nice.
And now it's just prep time. Yeah.
How are you feeling, Taj?
Great.
Nervous? Excited?
I'm a little too calm, which is not, you know, yeah. Maybe because it's the third time around in that way. You know, the first one, I was probably a nervous wreck. Second one, I was like, okay, I've done this before. I kind of know what to expect. The third one, it's like, I feel like I'm on like a cruise control thing that I shouldn't be on, kind of like a, you know, just a little too relaxed right now.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah. It's a beautiful addition to the family. You got to be excited and happy. So nothing wrong with being relaxed. For me, we just came back from a mini staycation. The last several years I've been doing little staycations, and they've just been incredibly enjoyable. People may not see the purpose. By the way, in case you don't know what a staycation is, Taj, do you know what a staycation is?
Is that where you just go somewhere to like a vacation? It's not a vacation because it's not long enough to be a vacation, but you just...
It's not far enough away.
Okay.
It's distance related. So if you
my educated genius guess. So somewhat.
You shouldn't really add the word genius if you're wrong to an answer, but I'll let you go with that.
That was an educated genius guess. I didn't say I was a genius. I said that was my genius guess.
Okay. Anyways, yes, if you go to a close city nearby and just stay there for a night, two, three, whatever, that's called a staycation because you're not really traveling, quote unquote. You're just
where did you go?
We went down to Orange County in Huntington Beach.
Yeah, so somewhere you could have drove back home.
Oh, yeah, easy. Yeah. 35, 40 minutes away. But the beautiful thing is that you feel like you're on vacation.
Yeah.
So you're not dealing with all the flights and rental cars and all that stuff. but you're by a pool and you're relaxing and the kids are swimming. Right. And so, and it's a fresh enough place and new enough place that it feels like a vacation.
What made
so
you do that?
You know, Taj, we've been starting to do that the last 3 or 4 years since my girls got into tennis and been doing tennis tournaments. It's been a really cool thing, and I've really enjoyed doing it. So
okay, nice.
We did that for the last 3 days, and I, you know, it was a lot of fun, a little too much fun, because it's hard for me to get him back into the regular routine. Yeah,
to the real world.
Into the real world. And now it's ridiculously hot here. But I guess I can't complain, because I know in many other places it's even more warm. But everything is all good. I can't complain. Everyone is doing well, and that's what really matters. So
exactly.
Todd, I'm trying to think. Is there anything else we need to talk about, or we can go straight into our show?
Straight into it.
So, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, to everyone who's watching, we have a special, special guest on today's episode of the Power of Love show. We are going to be welcome an 18-year-old named Milan Caraggio Sewell. Did I get it, Taj?
I think you got, I think it was 99.99. I think you got it. I don't know about the middle name, like how much you landed. You landed in the last name.
I'm confident with the middle. The
I didn't pay attention to the middle name before, so that's why.
But anyways, Milan is an 18-year-old recent high school graduate who will be attending UPenn in the fall. Very cool. Milan is also the founder of Boxed Up Project, a youth-led nonprofit organization that creates grief boxes for kids and teens struggling with grief and loss.
Wow.
These boxes are donated to partner organizations and underserved communities throughout Arizona and across the country. Each box contains carefully selected items picked in partnership with accredited grief experts for two separate age groups, 5 to 12-year-olds and 13 to 17-year-olds.
Nice.
Milan launched this organization after struggling with her own unresolved grief due to the loss of her best friend and grandparents at a young age. Milan always wished she had someone to talk to and help her work through her emotions during that difficult time in her life. Mm. And that wish is what fueled the idea for launching Boxed Up Project. She wanted to create a space where kids can express their feelings and learn to heal, a space to show them that they are not alone. Milan is also a competitive tennis player who finds great joy in playing the piano and expressing her feelings through song. The resilience she has developed through her tennis career, as well as the joy she has experienced while creating music, are two of the main qualities that fuel her in her mission to help other youth through her work with Boxed Up Project. Here today to share more about her organization. Without much further ado, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one and only Milan Caraggio Sewell to the Power of Love show. Milan, how are you?
Good.
How are you doing? Excellent. How did I do?
You did great.
Milan, you wouldn't just say that, right?
No.
Okay. Milan, first of all, our deepest condolences to you for the loss of your best friend and grandparents at a young age. We experienced our first significant loss right around your age, maybe a little bit at 16 for me, and Taj was 21. So we can relate to the difficulty of it and just want to send some love and hugs your way. A couple of things I want to also say before we get into our line of questions is, so cool that you're a tennis player. I love hearing that. I have a newfound respect for tennis players because it's an incredibly challenging sport. It feels like you're all on your own, especially when you lose. I mean, you enter tournament and only one person is going to come out the happiest. Everyone else is going to be sad and feel like, you know, you don't. So I always commend young tennis players because it's a whole nother type of a challenge that I honestly don't think I would have been able to do. So well done for that. The other thing I want to commend you on is Penn. That is so cool. Yeah. That's the school that was my number one option for school. Really? And I was supposed to go to Wharton.
Yeah.
I ended up not going because of my music, but it's really cool to hear that you're going to Penn. You're going to love it. It's super, super cool. So congrats on both of those things. Now, with that said, I want to talk to you a bit about your loss and grief, if that's okay, Milan. You were so young when you lost your best friend and grandparents. Were you able to understand the emotions you were experiencing at that time? And how did you come to realize that those feelings were actually unresolved grief?
For me, when my best friend passed away, I was pretty young. So it was hard for my mom to explain to me what had happened. In my mind, I was just kind of confused because we were supposed to see them the next day, didn't quite understand what was going on. And so at that young of an age, I don't think I really had like the mental capacity to understand that I was dealing with grief or really understand what had been going on. However, when my grandparents passed away a couple years later, I was older, more mature. I understood what had happened and I had felt these emotions more than just confusion. I felt a lot of different emotions. I didn't realize I had unresolved grief until I got older and kind of saw that when I was younger, I had dealt with anxiety after losing all like my grandparents and my friend and dealing with some of these side effects that when I got into high school, I was like, oh, that was unresolved grief.
I have two quick questions. How old were you when you lost your best friend, Milan?
I was 6, about to turn 7.
Okay. And then the concept of unresolved grief, mm-hmm. you know, to me, that's something that most people will come up way down later in life. Like not until their mid-20s to 30s do they recognize mm-hmm. what that was. How did you come to that quote-unquote discovery so soon? Because you are only 18, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So how did you – that's something that normally we don't recognize until later.
Mm-hmm. When I was younger, I didn't know that it was grief. I didn't know it was unresolved grief. But when I was younger, I really struggled with anxiety. I'd get nervous like when my mom would leave the house or when I was alone by myself, scared that something was going to happen to another family member. Because I didn't really understand what had happened when I was younger. So as I grew up, you know, I got into high school, matured through, played tennis, had a lot of different experiences. Like looking back on that time as I kind of got older and kind of realized that, okay, when I leave the house, I'm going to come back home. Or like when my mom leaves the house, I'm going to be okay. Yeah. I think having time also during lockdown, because there was so much time of reflection, I think looking back on that, I realized that, oh, this is, that was what it was. If I had been able to talk to somebody or had something to work through these like anxious feelings, I think I would have gone through it a bit better than I did.
So cool. Okay. Milan, walk us through the process of bringing your organization to life, starting with how the idea of Boxed Up Project was born to now that it's up and running and supporting young grievers across the country. Love to hear about the process because most people can't do this as adults. And for you to do this, you know, in your teens is pretty impressive.
Yes.
Well, it really started during COVID because there really was so much time to think and reflect. Actually, I would say I've always been very involved in community service. Ever since I was little, it's something my mom really instilled in me. And so ever since I was little, I was volunteering like at nursing homes and packing food boxes. And it was something that was really important in my life. But during COVID, when we just had time to sit around and think about things, I remember my mom asked me one day, she was like, what do you think impacted you the most in your life? And I said it was when I lost my best friend, like without hesitating. And so going through that, I decided just kind of a deep dive on the internet one day, looking up childhood resources, childhood grief resources to see like, oh, was there anything that I could have used when I was going through this? And I found that there were just very little options for kids, or there were boxes that were cost like $100 a box. And there are families that can't afford that, that need to have children going through grief resources. And so it kind of, the idea kind of started from there. I started reaching out to different grief organizations here in Arizona that I knew about. And I kind of brought them my idea of wanting to create something for children to go through or to use when they're dealing with grief. It kind of really just took off from there. I kind of came up with an idea for these memory boxes. I worked with grief experts to come up with the items that were going in them because I'm not a grief expert. So I didn't really trust myself to figure out what was going to go in them. And it really just, after establishing if there was a need in my community, it kind of just built from there. And we got a lot of support from communities and different organizations to build and make it come to life.
That's super, super cool. As Caitlin says, your mom sounds like a wonderful person and influenced your life. So, so special. So true. Okay. So curious, what kind of like curated items do you include in the boxes? And, and if you can tell us if there's different items in different for the different age groups. And how do you decide what items are the most appropriate and helpful?
Yeah, so we have, as you mentioned before, we have two boxes. We have kids box, which is like, they're all for both genders. They our kids boxes are from like 5 through 12, teen or like 13 through 17. It can mix a little bit. But our kid boxes have this kind of like coloring book pattern on top, and our teen boxes are just kind of plain, and they all have like a little note on the side that will say like, oh, this box belongs to, so they can write their name on it. And the items that we have, so I mentioned that we worked with grief experts. I kind of wrote up a list first of items that like I had researched that I was like, oh, this might seem like this could have helped me. And I brought it to the grief experts and we kind of just talked about it. They brought in their thoughts because again, I didn't trust myself because I'm not a grief expert. But yeah, so our kids boxes, they're pretty similar items. It just, the teen boxes are a bit more mature. So like in the kid boxes, we have coloring books, markers, journals, like with outlines that little kids can just draw on them, a grief picture book, Play-Doh, bubbles, stickers, stuffed animal. And then in our teen boxes, kind of the same, just a bit more mature. So like a more mature coloring book, colored pencils, a journal with lines, a chapter book about grief, fidget spinners, stickers, and some overlapping items too. I'm missing.
That's great. It seems like all those items are items that really do help you deal. You know, one thing we've learned doing the podcast and doing the show is the importance of getting your feelings out however you can. And we do music. So for us, it's oftentimes writing songs and writing music. But, you know, journaling, you know, coloring, anything artistic or just with movement always seems to, to do some solid things. So it's cool to hear that you have the, that stuff included as well. Now, one item you kind of mentioned, but I want to dive in a bit more, is that in each box, there's a stuffed cow. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I would love for you to share with our audience the significance of including a stuffed cow in each box.
So my best friend, he, when he was younger, he had this like massive, huge cow stuffed animal that he was obsessed with. It was bigger than him, massive. And I remember he would like drive around with us wherever we go, whenever we would go on play dates, he'd bring it everywhere and he loved it more than anything. And that was his favorite stuffed animal. And then a couple of days before he passed away, he gave it to me. I don't know if there was deeper meaning to that or what the reason was, but he asked me to take care of it. And so the cows in each of our boxes is a dedication to him.
That's so beautiful. Cool. That's a beautiful idea. Yeah, there's a for those who are listening on the podcast, you won't be able to see the visual, but if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, you will see some photos of the Boxed Up project, which is helping kids unpack their grief. Again, you can go to boxeduproject.org. It's exactly how you would think it was spelled, but I'm going to spell it for you anyway. boxeduproject.org. If you're, again, if you're on Facebook or YouTube, you can see a visual of some of these boxes. And I have a question. How do you choose the recipients of these boxes? Like, who does, is there a qualification that you go through? And then how can people connect with you on, and how can people donate to your organization? So it's actually two questions for you, Milan.
We don't have like a specific group of people that are like are eligible to get boxes. We, when we were coming up with the idea and before we launched, we established partners, because I'm from Arizona, so we started in Arizona, with just different grief organizations around the valley. I reached out to them and asked them, told them what I was doing. I asked them if there was a need in their organization or their company that they would use, that they could use these boxes. And if they said yes, we kind of just developed a partnership with them. So I have about 10 organizations that we're partnered with here in Arizona, in Phoenix and Tucson. And all of these organizations use the boxes differently. We donate, we hold these packing parties about like once or like once every 1 or 2 months, and we all come together. Like volunteers come, we pack boxes, we have music, we have food. It's a good time. Cool. And then we give the boxes to our organizations. We ask them how many they need, and they use them for different. Some organizations use them in their orientation when they have new families coming in. They'll leave with a grief box, or some organizations hold different workshops and will have specific days where like all the kids come, and then they open boxes together and work with their grief experts. So each organization really uses them differently. And to donate or to get a box, we don't really give out the boxes from our website. We donate them all to our partner organizations. So on our website, we have a list of all our partner organizations, how you can find them. They provide all their services for free. And we're not just in Arizona. We expanded to California, Utah, Idaho. We're also working on expanding in Canada. And then hopefully in Philadelphia when I'm at Penn. And so you can go there and look at who our partner organizations are, see which one's the closest to you. And you'll to there, you can grab a box working with them. And you can also donate on our organ, our website, and all the money that we raise and fundraise goes straight back into making boxes and donating.
So
great.
Cool. Yeah.
I have a question, Josh. Real quick.
Yeah.
In terms of, so you said you're going to Penn, mm-hmm. and there, what are you going for in terms of what major are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm in the liberal arts college. So I'm not entirely sure. I know I'm going to change my mind probably like 1,000 times when I'm there.
I did. So
yeah, I'm expecting that. But so going in, I'm kind of leaning towards like international relations, pre-law, maybe doing something with business, but we'll see.
Nice. How exciting. Yeah. The world ahead of you.
I know, right, Taj?
So yeah, cool. She's done so much already. That's why I think it's exciting.
Yeah. Taj, was there a second part? I thought you said a couple of things, but maybe not.
No, I mean,
I was just curious to know what she's going to say.
At the age of 18, where you are now, in that, and to have already set up so many things and partnered with so many organizations and expanded from Arizona to California, and you're going to Philly with that project, it's really commendable in that way. Mm-hmm. And I know as well, it takes a village with anything in that way. And I commend, especially I would say your mom, cause I think your mom was one of the main inspirations, but I don't know but I just commend your upbringing, cause I know with us, our charitable aspect comes from our upbringing as well. Mm-hmm. You mimic what you see, basically, mm-hmm. in that way, and you learn what you see in that. So I'm giving a little shout out to everyone that influenced you, because you're paying it forward.
And as Sarah says, she says, first off, kudos to mom for giving you such a badass first name. I love that. Also, thank you for being brave and for cultivating hope with grief to help your peers. We need more people like you, Milan. Couldn't agree more. It's so true, Milan. I mean, at 18, to do what you're doing and giving back the way you are, it's a very powerful thing. And just complete commending you in all the way possible for what you're doing. I'm curious to know what has been the most rewarding and challenging aspect of launching Boxed Up Project.
There's a lot of really just rewarding or just really stories that we've heard from people that have gotten our boxes that really, I don't have words sometimes. It brings tears to my eyes to hear that my goal is just to leave a little positive impact on the lives of others, and to see that in motion and to hear stories of when kids get our boxes, it's really, really amazing. There was one story that stuck out to me. So we also, like, besides donating our boxes to partner organizations, we also donate them to underserved communities. And I'm Native American, so helping out the Native communities is something that's been really important to me in the past couple of years. And so we donated boxes to a woman from the San Carlos Apache tribe, which is here in Arizona. And their tribe doesn't really, I don't want to say it's very common at all in Native cultures, because they're all very different. Mm-hmm. But in a lot of tribes of people that I've spoken from, grief is not really talked about. They don't allow their kids to talk about grief. Mm-hmm. They don't really talk about death in their cultures and their communities. And so grandma came to me and asked if I could give her some boxes for her grandchildren who had experienced loss in their life. And we did. We sent them over to her home on the reservation. And she came back to me and just said that this was the first time that her grandkids had been able to talk to her about what they felt. And by working through, she thought it was so, so important. And so that story really brought me a little bit to tears to see that it was, and that was very early on when we had started the organization. That was really one of the first times that someone came to me and tell them how our boxes helped their family. So that was something that was really rewarding just to hear that we are leaving a positive impact.
I bet. Has creating Boxed Up Project, has it changed or aided your own grief in any way?
I think it definitely has. I think as I've gotten older and I had experienced that grief at a young age, I've done a better job of talking to people or just expressing my feelings more than I did when I was little. Mm-hmm. But definitely through Boxed Up, being able to see kind of the community come together and rally behind an organization for helping kids dealing with grief and loss kind of just showed me that I wasn't alone in what I was feeling. Because when I was younger, even though I know that I had a supportive family and friends surrounding me, I did kind of feel alone because I didn't really know how to talk about it, who to talk about it with. Mm-hmm. So seeing that there are so many people that are here to support and realizing that there are in every aspect of our society, of our community that want to help you, I think really helped me see that I wasn't alone with what I was feeling.
Nice. What is your long-term vision for Boxed Up Project? And like, yeah, I want to hear what you were naturally going to say. So go ahead, answer that first. What's your long-term vision?
Our long-term vision is just to help as many kids as possible. I want to keep donating boxes, packing them. We want to expand to other states, try to get across the country, just helping as many kids as possible, and also realizing that grief doesn't just have to do with losing someone in your life. It can also be dealing with divorce or foster families or military families, things like that. And so I think we also want to expand our boxes to catering to everyone that has experienced grief in their life, no matter what it is.
It's fantastic. Where do you hope to see your organization in 4 to 5 years when you're graduating from UPenn?
Just getting bigger, having chapters all over the country, having more. We're a youth-led organization, so we have in here we have a team of youth-led team here, and in our other chapters we do. So hopefully, getting as many kids involved as possible, and just having chapters all across the country. All kids coming together to help other kids.
Sweet. Another question, Milan. If Taj, if that's okay. Yeah. Not hogging. Okay, cool. What advice would you? I got to check with him. I mean, I would have asked anyway, Milan, but just out of respect for my elder,
the older brother, respect.
Milan, what advice would you give to a young person, much like your younger self, who's struggling with grief but isn't sure how to vocalize it?
I would say, for me, I would say just realize that it's obviously going to be different for everybody, and it's going to be difficult, and grief, these either Boxed Up Project or other resources aren't going to automatically like make you feel better, but it's just to know that we have realizing that there are people that care about you and people that want to help you, and there are resources there for you. And when it feels like you don't have anyone to talk to, or you feel like you don't have anyone that understands what you're going through, there are people that are around you that want to help you out. So I think just realizing that is definitely really big.
And then on the flip side, what advice would you give to parents of young grievers who may not know exactly what their child is dealing with inside and are unsure how to approach the subject with them?
I would say probably try your best to connect to a grief expert who doesn't deal with this every day and can help your kids and give you the parents' resources to work through with their kids. I know that there's some of the organizations we work with have items or things that they give the parents to help with their kids at home when they leave the grief organization. So I would say just be there for them, listen to them if they want to talk. If they don't want to talk, just make yourself known that you're there for them when they're ready. But definitely try to get in touch with grief experts, because they really know the best.
April has a question. She wants to know, can you purchase the box for someone grieving?
Right now, we don't really give out our boxes. All the money that we raise, we donate, we use to get all the items to pack our boxes, and then we donate them to grief organizations. We're kind of figuring out in the future how we can make it work. If someone is dealing with grief and want to get a box directly, we're still kind of trying to air it out. But right now, we just go straight to the different grief organizations. But again, all our partners are on our website. So as we expand, we add more and more partners. So if there's one in your area, you can go to them, and they all provide their services for free.
Got it. Fantastic. I want to highlight some comments, but before I do so, I want to ask Taj if he had any other questions.
No.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Not,
cool.
Not right now.
And then what I would love to ask you, Milan, is if you could tell people how to get in touch with you or Box Up Project, if you can give out any of that information for our listeners and viewers.
Mm-hmm. We can find us at our website, which is boxedupproject.org that you mentioned before. And there's if you want to talk to us directly, there's like a chat with us section too. And then also our Instagram, which is also Boxed Up Project. And it's just like the underscores underneath. And so you can follow us there, DM us.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay. So now what I want to do is just highlight some of these comments, because you deserve to see them. I don't think I did this one, but Summer Violence says, charity starts at home. That's what my parents always said. Your parents did an amazing job raising you. You have a big heart. Carol, completely agree, Carol, says, we need more teens like you. I agree with Shauna, too, says, Milan, you are amazing. Clarice says, you turned your pain into your passion and purpose. Lena says, such a beautiful initiative. Well done. And Summer Violence wants to tell us, Milan, your project sounds awesome. I lost one of my best friends 5 days before graduation, and we were just left to go out on devices since school was over. We never got to talk about it. Mm-hmm. So there's some comments that I wanted to share with you, Milan. Mm-hmm. And Kaylin wants to add, you can follow along on Facebook Box the Project. There you go, for any of our Facebook viewers. Thank you so much for that, Kaylin. I think that is it in terms of the structured part. I just want to say again to you how special it is what you are doing. To be 18 years old, to be playing tennis, or I played tennis, to be going to UPenn, that just tells me a lot about who you are, and your future is so bright. Stay on your path. Keep doing your thing. Keep respecting where you're coming from and the road you've traveled and your parents. You do have a bright future, Milan, and we are excited to support you and cheer you and watch you do your thing. With that said, I think we're close to the end of the show, and I gave you some type of a warning. Wasn't the best warning, but I kind of gave you a hint.
Gotta stop using that word warning.
Oh yeah, it's harsh. Milan,
we joke about this. He always says
the last four shows, I've used the word warning, and Taj just said, stop using the word warning. It sounds scary. So he's right, and I keep forgetting. Either that, or I just don't take his words that valuably.
I think it's that.
Either way, I gave you some type of a notice before we started, Milan, that we would like to give our guests a minute or so, no strict time frame, but to just share with our community anything you want to share with us that can be on topic, can be off topic. We just want to hear what you want us to take away from today. So Milan, the floor is yours.
Oh boy, a lot of pressure. I would say, I was thinking about this, something that I think really inspired me to really want to create something that helped others was in middle school. We had, I think it's just called the Rachel Joy Scott Foundation, that was talking about Rachel Scott, who was a victim in Columbine. And they came to speak to our middle school and just tell her story and talk about kindness. And I think a quote that really stuck with me, which they found in one of her journals, was, you never know how far a little kindness can go. And I think just growing up, that was something that I really took with me when creating Box Up Project or going to help others or just in daily life, because no matter, you never know what someone's dealing with, whether they're going through grief or they're just having a bad day, and just showing, spreading love and sharing kindness, I think, is something that's just super important. So that's just a quote that I've always carried with me and tried to live by.
Love it. And all those who've watched us regularly, you know that the floor is wide open to say anything you want. And I appreciate you, Milan, for talking about kindness, because that is such an important thing that will definitely make the world a better place. So I appreciate you explaining, showing some kindness, bring some attention to kindness. Todd, you were going to say something.
Yeah. Well, I have a question in this way, because you've experienced grief at such a young age. Do you feel like you had to grow up faster or in that way? And yeah, let's start with that one first. Yeah.
I think maybe not necessarily growing up faster. I think maybe I definitely looked in some aspects of my life a little bit differently because I had experienced that at a young age. Mm-hmm. So I think that in some aspects I did a little bit mentally, yeah. But I would say it impacted me a lot, but growing up, I still was able to have a great high school experience, and moving into college and playing tennis, I really think that all helped me kind of get over, but made me feel better about what I had experienced.
Got it. Yeah. Good for you. Yeah. In that way. Cause that would have been just my main concern in that way is that, cause it's something that we need to talk about early in life in that way, but we always leave it for later. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I was just wondering.
Milan, before we let you go, Sarah brought something to our attention. Curious to hear about her music. Are you doing music?
Yeah, she said it in the beginning. She said she liked music. She said
I do. My dad is an incredible piano player, and so he really instilled in my brother and I at young ages to play the piano and kind of have a love for older music. So I wouldn't consider myself a musician, making music. My brother makes music. I like to play music, and it's just a hobby of mine, and I love playing the piano, and it definitely does. So, I agree with you. Music definitely is a great way to just kind of calm down, soothe, think about things. But
we can't find you on Spotify playing the piano and doing.
Unfortunately, no, I don't. Okay. I can't sing, so I don't think anyone will hear that.
What's your go-to song for feeling better or playing?
That's a good question.
Or does it change?
I think it changes. I'm a big Harry Styles fan, so Harry Styles always cheers me up. No. But also, my dad introduced Billy Joel and the Beatles to me at a young age. So always, those are always good ones too.
Yeah, got it.
What's your favorite Harry Styles song?
Oh, I love all of them. I'm a bit obsessed. We don't need to get into it.
Tell us one.
I think Keep Driving on his new album is a good song.
Okay. Keep Driving?
Yeah, that's my favorite right now.
You know which? There's several songs that I like from Harry Styles, but you know which one I really, really like is, I mean, I think most people are going to say the same one, but is As It Was. I think that is such a great pop song.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great song. Okay, cool. Taj, I think that is it. That's all my questions. I think we can now close the show, unless either one of you guys want anything to say or to add. We're good?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Milan, like I said, on behalf of my brother right next to me, Taj, our entire foundation, we want to thank you. We want to let you know we are supporting you, cheering you on. So many cool and exciting things for you coming up. Your future is incredibly bright. Keep doing your thing. Keep spreading your love. Keep trying to help people. It's very, very commendable. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for joining us, for talking about Boxed Up Project, and we wish you nothing but the best.
Yes.
With that said, everyone, I guess we're going to wrap up, and we will see you all next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Any final chance to say anything? I don't want to cut anyone off or give everyone the chance. You are all good?
I would say you're always welcome back if you have something else as well, or if you expand in that way. So you can always use our platform, to get the word absolutely out there. So.
And best of luck in life, Milan. You know, you're a resilient person. Just know, there's going to be ups and downs, but just know you have a great support system. It seems like you have a great inner compass. Just keep it going and know what's right and keep doing your thing. And we'll be cheering for you.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. That's it, you guys. We will see you guys next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Adios, everyone. Bye.